Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Verses 1 through 8, 1 Timothy chapter 2. And then looking specifically in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the truth that your word truly is the sword of the Spirit. Your word is an instrument that equips us for the warfare of life and the warfares and the battles of life. Father, thank you for your sovereignty over all the nations of the world. And Father, thank you for your sovereignty in particular over the nation of Ukraine with all that's taking place there. Father, flood that region of the world with your grace, mercy, and spirit in the name of Jesus. And let your spirit just do a mighty work in the hearts and the minds of the leaders and all the people involved in that conflict, Lord. Lord, we ask that you'd bring about a speedy resolution in a way that will glorify, please, and honor you and build your kingdom. And guide us as the church in praying as you would have us to. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Roberts, and Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we come today to lift high your name, to exalt you. Father, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us day by day. We're thankful for the mercy that you show us from day to day. We pray for our listening family, those with strong concerns today, with big things happening in their lives today, whether it's health issues or financial issues, issues with in relationships. God, we pray that you would do a mighty work in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And today we're wanting to encourage our listeners to really come together in the Lord as we lift up the nation of Ukraine and lift up all that's going on in that part of the world. The reality of the fact that Russia has attacked Ukraine. And it's important for us as the body of Christ to be praying for the church in that region of the world and to be praying for the nations as well, and to be praying for God's peace to prevail in that situation as well. So we invite you to pray with us as we pray for the people in that region of the world. Father, thank you, Lord, for the leaders of the nations involved in this conflict. Thank you for your sovereignty over them, and thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Flood them with a greater portion of your Spirit, mercy and grace, Lord. Do a mighty work in their hearts and their minds. Stir them, Lord, to think and act and react as you would have them to as leaders. Help them to seek to be leaders that walk in justice and righteousness and in a way that you are honored through the decisions they make and the directions they take. Let your will prevail mightily more and more. And Father, pour out your mercy mightily upon those nations, Lord. And Lord, let your Spirit be at work mightily. Lord, raise up the church. Lord, guide the church in rising up and being the church you'd have us to be, both the church in that region of the world, and help us as the church that may be far away from that region, but that wants to both pray and do whatever else you would have us to do in the way of humanitarian aid and just helping people in a time of need, just in view of the fact that people are displaced, families are displaced in times of war. So many difficult things. People end up becoming refugees who maybe never in their lifetime ever thought anything close to that would be happening to them and their families, Lord. Help us, Lord, as the church, to discern what we need to do and to know how to do it. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, we read from Ephesians chapter 6, and, you know, it's a reminder of this fact that, you know, that passage deals with putting on the full armor of God. And it's a reminder also of the fact that spiritual warfare is in every area of life, including when physical military action is taking place too. Again, there's spiritual warfare behind all of that. So our praying for the church in that region is very important, and our praying for those nations is very, very important as well, as 1 Timothy chapter 2 spoke of. It specifically pointed out the importance of praying for leaders and for those who are in authority. Picking up now in the book of Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1, it tells us these words. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 27. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word, which again is so many things to us. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's a book full of wisdom, a book full of grace, a book full of mercy. But also, Lord, I thank you for the truth that your word is also the sword of the Spirit, the most powerful weapon in all of the universe. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that we both can and need to be using your word as the powerful weapon that it is every single day, in view of the fact that we face serious spiritual warfare every day. Thank you for the opportunity for us to use your word as a tool to guide us in our prayer life and a tool to pray not only for ourselves, but to pray for others and to pray especially for situations like what we see going on in the Ukraine. Father, Lord, more and more guide us as the church in listening to your Holy Spirit to help us to discern exactly what all you would have us to do, along with praying for the church there in that part of the world and for the people. More and more, Father, Lord, help your church to rise up to be the church you'd have us to be, the church that's proclaiming the gospel, a church that is sharing the fact that Jesus really is the answer to all of our problems and all of our challenges. And help us to know, Lord, that even in wartime, even in times of military conflict, it's always appropriate for the gospel to be shared. There are those people that maybe in the midst of or through military conflict will lose their lives. But Lord, again, help us to recognize the only thing that matters to them is, do they know Jesus? Father, help us to never lose sight of our priorities as your church, that we're called to go into all the world and make disciples. Help us to be about that business faithfully today and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Looking once again at the passage in 1 Timothy, again, I want to invite you to really pay attention to some insight and wisdom God is sharing with us in this passage, specifically 1 Timothy chapter 2. Notice the insight that's shared, starting at verse 1 once again. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Verses 1 through 4, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Note specifically that we're called to pray and pray diligently for kings and for those who are in authority. In other words, national leaders. And an important question is, why are prayers so important for them? Well, amongst other things, one of the reasons is, of course, every national leader really needs the wisdom and the counsel and the guidance of God to be the leader that he or she needs to be. They really need God's wisdom and his spirit to help them to lead as they should lead, and to help them to lead as righteous leaders who do right things and do honorable things, as opposed to leaders who do dishonorable things, leaders who do unrighteous things. So praying for leaders is very, very important. Note the passage goes on to say in verse 2, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable to the acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, a very important truth that's addressed in this matter is, when nations are in conflict and in war, that can potentially get in the way of the spread of the gospel. That can potentially hinder the spread of the gospel. And keep in mind, God's priorities, the priorities he's laid before his church, are the most important priorities in all of life and in all of the universe. And so it's important for there to be freedom for the gospel to be shared. And so again, one of the reasons why we need to pray much for leaders is so that leaders will keep us out of conflict, which potentially can hinder the spread of the gospel. So how important it is that we recognize that praying for our leaders every day is not only something God directs us to do in his word, but it's in everyone's best interest. So when leaders do wise, right, and righteous things, it can bless a nation. When leaders do wrong, unwise, and destructive things, it can bring great trouble and difficulty to a nation. How important it is for us to pray for leaders. Lord, flood our leaders of all the nations of the world with wisdom, with grace and mercy that lines up with your will. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we are encouraging believers to pray much for Ukraine. We'll be right back.
Sometime, why not now? If If we gotta start somewhere, I say here. If we gotta start sometime, I say now. Through the fog, there is hope in the distance. From cathedrals to third world missions, love will fall to the earth like a crashing wave. Tonight's the night.
Music of Toby Mac with City on Our Knees. Father, again, thank you for every believer listening, and thank you for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us to be faithful to pray and intercede on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Christ in Ukraine and in that whole region of the world. Pour out your mercy and grace mightily upon the church there. More and more guide the church in listening to you and following you in being your vessel of mercy, your vessel of grace, your vessel of love in that region of the world. And Lord, more and more, preserve lives, supernaturally preserve lives in the midst of the conflict, Lord. And we ask that we're just believing in, Lord, that a speedy resolution will come to this conflict in Jesus' name, and resolve it in such a way that you'll be glorified and your kingdom will be built mightily in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for the leaders of other nations. Guide the leaders of all the nations as they observe this. Help them to have ears to hear and eyes to see what you'd have them to hear and to see. And guide them so that they will do everything you would have them to do in the midst of all these circumstances. Help us to be courageous and committed to doing that which honors you, that which is righteous, that which is according to your will. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and today we're encouraging believers and for the church as a whole to really be praying much for the nation of Ukraine, to be praying much for that whole region of the world with that which is going on there in that nation. And let us pray much also for the nation of Russia as well. There are many people in that nation who don't agree with what has taken place, with that which the leadership of that nation has chosen to do, and whom probably are very disturbed at all that's going on as well. Father, thank you for your sovereignty over the nation of Russia as well. Thank you for your hand of grace upon it. Father, send forth many more laborers into Russia, into Ukraine. And thank you for all the rest of the nations of the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Send forth many more laborers into every nation of the world in the name of Jesus, Lord. And more stir the church to rise up to be the church that is passionately spreading the gospel as you would have us to more and more. And help us to be faithful to do simply that which you've called us to do, to carry out the Great Commission in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you've given us to be salt and light in a world that desperately needs the preserving power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, reading through the first 8 verses of 1 Timothy chapter 2, tells us these words. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Again, verses 1 through 8, 1 Timothy chapter 8. Again, praying for our leaders is so important for so, so many ways. How important it is that we do specifically what the passage says. Now, notice it mentions different kinds of prayers. It says supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. What is a supplication? It's a humble prayer. It can be a fervent prayer as well. Prayers, intercessions are pleading on behalf of another. And giving of thanks, thanking God for leaders, thanking God for those who are in authority. Thank you, Father, for our leaders. Thank you for our presidents, our kings, our leaders, our congressmen, our parliamentarians. Thank you, Father, for all of our leaders. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Thank you for your mercy at work of their lives. Flood them with a greater portion of wisdom, grace, righteousness, and peace. And more, help them to be the courageous leaders who are committed to doing what is right and what honors you no matter what. Help us as believers to be faithful, to be praying for them consistently, knowing that whether they realize it to some extent or not, they desperately need the wisdom and the grace that only you can give them to be the kind of leaders that they need to be. More and more, make them what you'd have them to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to encourage you also to two prayer tools that we share and encourage believers to pray consistently are the prayer tool of praying the Ten Commandments specifically, and praying Psalm 91 every day over yourself and over your family. Those are two very important weapons based on, basically drawing directly from the Word of God to help us to pray fruitfully and wisely and according to the will of God. Let's take time to pray those prayers at this time. Thank you, Father, for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. Thank you, Father, for our nation. And thank you, Lord, for nations in the world as well, and your hand of grace upon us. Help us, Lord, as the church, and help us as this nation, and help us as nations of the world, Lord, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, again, praying the Ten Commandments is a very wise and fruitful way to pray. And I would encourage every single listener, take time to pray the Ten Commandments every day over yourself, over your family, and over our nation and the world as well. That's a wise and fruitful thing to do. Again, the Word of God is the will of God. And so when you're praying the Word of God, you're praying the will of God in any given situation. Then specifically, a prayer based on Psalm 91 is a wise prayer for us to pray every day for ourselves and for our families. And I would encourage every listener to, if you don't have a copy of a prayer based on Psalm 91, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's J, the letter J, jparker@afa.net. Or you can email us at joseph@afr.net and simply ask for a Psalm 91 prayer. We're glad to share it with you. Our encouragement is that you would use it for yourself and your family and use it to pray it over yourself and over your family every day. But also, please forward it to fellow church members, to other family members, to coworkers, to people that you know, because a prayer based on Psalm 91 is a wonderful and a powerful tool for us to use for divine protection, for our physical health, and protection from just danger that may find itself in the world in many different places. So let's take time now specifically to pray Psalm 91. Father, thank you, Lord, for those that we lifted up earlier today. And thank you specifically for these, our listeners, Lord. Help us this day. Help us to put your word to work in our prayer lives faithfully each and every day. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In the name of Jesus we do pray. Amen. Well, again, praying both the Ten Commandments every day and praying Psalm 91 every day is a very fruitful thing to do. And I would encourage every believer listening to make it your goal to pray them daily. And to every parent listening, and I don't think I can overemphasize this, it is so important for us to teach and train our children to become real prayer warriors that know how to really pray. And these are two great tools to help our children be better equipped to be prayer warriors. Teaching your children to pray the Ten Commandments every day. And remember this, it doesn't take but a matter of moments to pray the Ten Commandments every day, but it's very, very productive to do that. Teaching and training your children and giving them incentive to memorize the Ten Commandments in order to know how to pray them, that's a very wise thing to do. Find out what will motivate them and give them incentive to learn the Ten Commandments and to learn how to pray them each and every day. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of a prayer tool that contains both the prayers, the Ten Commandments prayer and the Psalm 91 prayer, it's a prayer tool we call Kingdom Prayers. We're glad to share it with you. Simply email us at joseph@afr.net or jparker@afa.net. We're glad to share these and other prayer tools with you. And remember this. All of us can use help and strength and encouragement in our prayer lives and in our walk with the Lord. And these are simply tools to help strengthen our prayer life and our walk with the Lord as well. So again, jparker@afa.net or joseph@afr.net. Either one will get to us, and we're glad to share these tools. Just simply email us and let us know you'd like to receive them as well. And also keep in mind, there may be listeners who actually happen to know people in Ukraine and may have contact with them by way of email or other contact. Please email tools like the Psalm 91 prayer and the Ten Commandments prayer to them, because, you know, the whole world in many ways is a dangerous place and no one can really protect us like the Lord can. So please email them to people that you might know in that conflict. And of course, don't stop there. Email them to your family and friends and people that you know, because we can help equip believers with the most powerful weapons in the universe. And those weapons come from the Word of God and simply sharing them. And so we're glad to share them with you. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net or joseph@afr.net. And just say, I'd like to get some of the Kingdom Prayer tools or some of the prayer tools you've mentioned on the broadcast. We're glad to share them with you. And of course, you know, on an ongoing basis, we're encouraging believers to read the Word of God every day. And of course, I encourage a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible each and every day. Why is that so important? Well, actually, there are many, many reasons why it's so important for us to be in the Word of God. Remember, when you're reading the Bible, you're spending time one-on-one with the Lord Jesus himself. God is pouring his wisdom, his grace, his power, his peace, his joy, his strength into your mind and your heart. God is equipping you to be a better equipped warrior on the battlefields of life. And so being in the Word of God is very important, and we're not even able to overemphasize how important it really is. But if you don't have the habit of reading the Word daily, today is a great day to start that very, very important habit. And of course, on an ongoing basis, we're encouraging parents to have your children to read three chapters out loud to you every single day, because nothing better equips your child for life than the Word of God. Absolutely nothing will equip them better. Why is that true? Well, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And so, again, there's nothing more valuable that a child can receive into their life than Jesus Christ and His Word and the Word of God, which are one. So having your children to read three chapters to you out loud every day is a wonderful way to equip them not only for the battlefield of life today, but for the battlefield of life for the rest of their lives. As you're helping them to, as you're having them to read the Word of God out loud to you, it's helping them to put on the armor of God. It's helping them to strengthen and grow in their faith. It's helping them to draw closer to God, helping them to grow in their knowledge and their understanding of how to walk with God. So that time your child spends reading the Word of God is so valuable, so fruitful, so productive. So never underestimate the importance of establishing a habit with your children of having them to read the Word. Be able to turn off all the electronic devices, the cell phone and the MP3 player, the video games, the television, and get them into God's Word. Father, anoint every listener afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace and courage to be diligent enough to help their children to read your Word each and every day. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercessions today. We're looking and encouraging our listeners to pray for Ukraine and that region of the world. We'll be right back. Nicole C. Mullen with On My Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're encouraging our listeners to pray much for Ukraine and for that region of the world with what they're facing at this point in time. So let us pray faithfully for them. Father, thank you once again for your sovereignty over the nation of Ukraine, your sovereignty over Russia, your sovereignty over that whole region of the world. Father, pour out in much greater measure your grace, mercy, and spirit mightily upon that nation, and let your spirit prevail mightily, working mightily in the hearts and the minds of the leaders and the people of that region, Lord. And Lord, thank you for that which your spirit is doing even now and that which you'll continue to be doing more and more. Father, we lift up families that may literally have suddenly become refugees at this point in time. Lord, keep individuals and families safe from danger, evil, and harm in the midst of all that's going on over there in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, guide us again as both the church there and the church from other parts of the world. Help us to pray faithfully and wisely, and help us to fully respond in the ways you'd have us to, in the way of helping to send relief and sending whatever help we're in position to send in some form or another through ministries that are working on the ground in that region of the world. Thank you for the opportunity to do that, Lord. Father, pour out your mercy and grace mightily upon families that potentially could become separated from one another in the midst of all that's going on. Help families to stay safe and together, and provide ways for those that are trying to leave. Make a way for those to be able to leave as you'd have them to, in Jesus' name. And Father, continue to pour out your mercy and spirit mightily upon the governments of these nations. Help them more and more. Let your peace and mercy and grace prevail mightily in the minds and the hearts of the governmental leaders in these circumstances. Thank you, Father, for a quick resolution to this situation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We know in the book of Psalm 23 is probably one of, if not the single most famous and well-loved passage in all of the Word of God, and for good reason. Amongst other things, it's a faith psalm, a psalm that reminds us to trust God, even in the midst of the difficulties, the problems of life, the valleys of the shadow of death that we may run through, that we may walk through at different times in our lives. Here's Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All of Psalm 23. You know, it's important for us as believers to understand that throughout the Word of God, an important message that God wanted us to grasp and really take to heart and live by is the message, the just shall live by faith. You know, that phrase or that truth is expressed time and time again in the Word of God, Old and New Testament. The just shall live by faith. Faith is simply trust and faith in God, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ under all circumstances. And so when we face difficult times in life, it's important for us to always react simply with this perspective. Trust in the Lord. Trust God. When the storms of life come, trust God. When you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, trust God. When you're going through different trials and difficulties, trust God. People in Ukraine, in that part of the world that have reason that, according to the world, may have great reason to fear and be distraught. Well, one can ask, well, what's the answer for those people? The same answer that's true for all the rest of the people in the world. Trust God. Look to Jesus. Jesus is the answer to all of our problems, all of our difficulties, all of our trials. Trust God. So no matter what you're facing, what storms you may be going through, what difficulties that you're experiencing in your life, our proper response is trust God no matter what. Trusting God is always the appropriate response, and it allows the hand of God to come upon the scene, to bless, to provide, to help in time of need. Well, in the Word of God, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1, it tells us these words. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Verses 1 through 7, Hebrews chapter 11. Well, again, note, the word specifically tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God, found in verse 6. Again, the specific words are, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So keep in mind, it's important for us to know worrying is a sin. It's a form of not trusting God, and how important it is that we as believers make it a high priority to develop and grow in our faith walk. Because the fact is, we need to be able to trust God in all situations. Obviously, in times when great conflict is going on in the world, many people are tempted to be afraid, to be fearful of what potentially could happen as a result of that. But the fact is, the proper response is trust God. Put your faith in the Lord. The people that may literally be needing to leave their homes in Ukraine and in that region of the world because of the war and the conflict, what is the answer? Jesus is the answer. Trust God. That's the answer for all people in all circumstances. Well, for those persons that don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, well, even in the midst of a conflicting situation, the wise thing to do is to put your faith and trust in God. Commit your heart and life to Jesus Christ. Ask him to come in and to be your Lord and Savior, because he really is the answer to all of life's problems, including all the problems in Ukraine and Russia and that region of the world. And he's the answer to all the rest of the problems of the world. So the right response to every situation in life, never panic, never feel like it's hopeless, never feel like all is lost, that you don't know which way to go, because again, the proper response always is trust God. Through the storms of life, trust God. Though the waves may be spilling over on the side of your boat, trust God. Even if what appears to be an earthquake is happening under your feet, trust God. Even when the difficulties of life are raging all around you, the right response is trust God. God can be trusted. The Word of God lets us know this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It's important for us to speak our faith through speaking the promises of the Word of God and standing on the promises of God and reminding ourselves that we can trust God even when the storm is raging, because he's bigger than the storm. He's greater than the storm. He's greater than the difficulties. How important it is that we learn to trust him in all situations, and that we learn to entrust our marriages to God, entrust our children to God, entrust our families to God, because God can be trusted. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? Thank you, Father, once again for your sovereignty over all the nations of the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of them, and thank you for your mercy at work in their lives. Father, send forth many more laborers into Ukraine and into Russia. Raise up the church. Help the church to boldly and courageously be the church you'd have them to be in the midst of that situation. And Father, raise up more ministries that will be able to just to reach out and be the hands and feet of Jesus in the midst of that conflict, in the midst of that region of the world where the needs may be mounting by the moment. Guide the church in being the church you have called us to be, courageously sharing the love of Jesus Christ and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for that opportunity. And Father, more and more, teach our hands to war spiritually. Teach us to pray and guide us in praying effectively, faithfully, and fervently for your people all over the world. Thank you for all the nations of the world. Send forth more laborers into every nation of the world. Send forth more laborers amongst all the people groups of the world in the name of Jesus, and guide us as a church to faithfully be about your business day by day, every single day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net or joseph@afr.net. If you would like to receive some of the prayer tools, we're glad to share them with you. Simply email us at either one of those emails in order to do that. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've never committed your heart to the Lord, today is a great day, a wonderful day to be saved, to come into a living relationship with Christ. Would you simply pray this prayer after and with me? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, by faith, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me all that you would have me to be. Lord, you said in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your Spirit, help me to follow you my whole life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we really want to hear from you. Once again, my email addresses include joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Or J. Parker, that is the letter J, jparker@afa.net. Simply email us and let us know you'd like to receive some of the resource materials. We're glad to share them with you. And these are tools that will help you to begin to grow and grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Or if you're already saved and just desire to receive some of the materials, we're glad to share them with you as well. We've been looking today specifically at encouraging all of our listeners to become passionately involved in praying for Ukraine and that region in the world. They very much need our prayers. Hope that you'll faithfully be a part of those praying much for those in that region of our world. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.